And every Sunday, 6 till 8, it's me, Satvin Narada. That was not me screaming. Being a radio presenter, you are studio bound, but some people have all the kind of opportunities to go out and see what people are up to. M. Hashmi, what have you been up to?
So I was just toddling along Normanton Road, as you do, smelling the samosa, dying to eat the pakore. And I came across a local educational centre for adults. I popped in and I saw that there was a whole room full of South Asian women, mostly from Pakistan, who were rehearsing and practising for their citizenship test.
Is that still going on?
Oh, yes. And it's very popular. I was handed a test and I have to say my jaw dropped. Now, I did go to university and so I have a certain level of education, but some of the questions made me think twice and I thought, would I pass this citizenship test?
Did you?
The jury's still out on that one.
Because I think you have to get about 75% to pass the test, which is more about history of the UK rather than kind of teaching people some of the basics of how you maximise the quality of your life of living here in the UK.
Oh, absolutely. And I sometimes, when I was reading through the questions, I thought, well, are these really relevant? And how are these going to affect the people living here? Yeah. Some of the questions are common sense questions. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put you to the test. And I will, at the end, tell you if you have got your citizenships or not.
Okay, all right then. Okay.
The normal test lasts 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we don't have that much time.
Well, we've got 47 minutes to the end of the program, but we won't do the test all that way.
No. So I'll ask you a few questions and see how you get on. Right. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. They are multiple choices, makes it a little bit easier.
I hate them. Go on then.
Adult citizens of the UK and citizens of the Commonwealth and the Irish Republic who are residents in the UK can vote in all public elections. True or false?
False.
It's true.
It's true?
Yes.
So if you're a Commonwealth citizen, no, it can't be.
Well, that's what they told me.
If you're a Commonwealth citizen in the Commonwealth living in India, like India and Pakistan are part of the Commonwealth, they can't vote.
But if they're residents in the UK, they can.
If they're permanent residents here.
But it just says residents.
Well, there you go. They've not framed it right. If you've got to be a permanent resident or have leave to remain in the UK for an indefinite
period. You don't need to buy your ticket just yet. We've got a few more questions.
Okay, go on then.
You must treat everyone equally, regardless of sex, race, age, religion, disability, class or sexual orientation. True or false?
True.
Bingo! You've got one in the bag. How many members does a jury in Scotland have? 12, 14, 15 or 18?
I've never been to Scotland, so I've no idea. I'm going to guess 12.
15.
Okay.
I don't know how relevant that question is, by the way.
I know.
To be able to vote in a parliamentary, local or European election, you must register your name and on the electoral register. True or false?
True.
See, that one was quite simple. Mm. But to us.
Yeah.
Okay, he's a very interesting one, a really relevant one, not. King Henry VIII's daughter, Mary, was a devout Catholic and persecuted Protestant, which is why she became known as Catholic Mary, Scary Mary, Bloody Mary, Killer Mary.
Oh, no idea.
I'll give you a clue.
Yeah.
One of them is named after quite a famous drink.
Bloody Mary.
Bingo! I'm sorry, but how many people, women from Pakistan, India mainly, or even men, we will know that?
It's ridiculous, isn't it?
It's really...
Can I be proud to fail? You got more?
Yes, let me just ask a few more, then I'll tell you. It is an offence not to have an MOT certificate if your vehicle is more than years old. Is that 1, 2, 3 or 5?
3.
Bingo! See, this is another one. In 55 BC, Julius Caesar led a Roman invasion of Britain. It was unsuccessful, and for nearly years, Britain remained separate from the Roman Empire. Was that for 50 years, 100 years, 200 years, or 300 years?
No idea.
Take a guess.
100 years.
Bingo, you got it right.
Okay.
That was a lucky guess. So there's another easy one about how often MPs are elected. Okay, so here's one that I don't know how many South Asians would know, the Grand National is a horse race. True or false?
True.
But if you were from India or Pakistan or Sri Lanka, would you know that?
I'd think it was a lottery.
Yeah, or something. You think, what on earth is going on here?
Yeah. It's ridiculous, some of these questions, aren't they? Because, I've been educated here and I've lived here most of my life. I don't know some of those. Yeah, okay, some of the history questions, you'd have to kind of go back into your GCSE history syllabus to get the answers. But how relevant are they in order to live in the UK as a good citizen?
I don't know how relevant it is to know about Queen Victoria and Julius Caesar's, to be perfectly honest, because what role will it play in their practical everyday life? And to be perfectly honest, I don't know how many of these women would go on and become historical lecturers or historians even. So,
but
how
it's not a job interview, is it? It's a citizenship test.
Yeah, but to be honest, for them, this is their life. This is make or break. If they fail, and I think you can only fail a certain amount of times before you're in a bit of trouble, it could be the end of their marriage.
Now, when you went there, were the women kind of taking to this and thinking, wow, we're going to learn. This is really exciting, really interesting. Or was it kind of a chore? We've got to get through. Got to get 75% in order to get our citizenship.
I didn't see a single bit of excitement in any of the women. They all seemed to be there on the premise that we must pass this or else. They were all very nervous. They all looked very scared. They all looked like this is make or break. And they didn't look very happy at all. And you know what? I don't blame them, because I had a look at the test myself and I thought, flipping heck, could I pass this? Mm. And I don't know. I don't even know. I might get 50. Might get a little bit more than you.
You reckon?
But I don't think I could pass this at all. So I don't know. I think somebody needs to look into this, because how relevant are these questions? And this is just a small taste, as there's hundreds of questions, and it's always obviously that they don't ever give you the same questions again. Yeah. So different, all the tests are different. But it's really difficult. Mm. And if you're illiterate or you can't speak or understand English, how in the world can you understand this? But listen to this, Sat. I spoke to some of the women, and I'm telling you, they really clued up over there. Especially, they know how to get their sons and daughters over, I'm telling you. They were telling me that from a young age, their parents have this mindset of, well, my daughter or son's going to get married in England or America or wherever. And then they start training them up. And they specifically learn how to do citizenship tests and how to say certain words so that when they get to England, they can pass the test.
Fantastic. Enterprising people, forward thinking. I think there we go. Em, thank you very much.
Oh, by the way, Sat, I don't think I can give you a citizenship this time round.
Never mind. I'm fine with the citizenship
I got. You're a global citizen.
I'm a global citizen. I can go anywhere. Em, thank you.